Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. On the show today, we play music you can find in a special online sales event. We also tell about a training program to help former women prisoners re-enter society. But first, a report on the cute furry baby at the National Zoo. A panda born at the National Zoo in Washington will turn 100 days old on December 1st. It is an important day for the young animal. Chinese tradition celebrates 100 days of life with a naming ceremony, and zoo officials plan to follow the custom. Kelly Jean Kelly has more about the little panda, the newest addition to the effort to keep and protect the endangered animal.
The cub was born to giant panda Mei Zhang on August 23rd. More than 2 million people have watched her grow on broadcasts from the zoo's Panda Cam. She was pink, hairless, and weighed only 136 grams at first. Now she is covered in black and white fur. She weighs almost 4.7 kilograms, and she can crawl. Brandy Smith is the curator of the Giant Pandas exhibit. She says, "The cub is helping the public learn the importance of saving these animals."
Giant pandas are an endangered species, and every single additional panda in the world makes a difference.
Ms. Smith says, "The zoo workers have been trying to get the cub used to their voices. This relationship makes caring for her easier."
We have a training language with them so that we can interact and we can do the necessary things we do to keep them healthy and safe.
Older pandas mostly eat bamboo. But animal keeper Nicole McCorkle says, right now, mother Mei Zhang is the cub's only source of food.
Eventually, when the cub's about 6 months old, about three months from now, she'll start sampling some bamboo, but she'll still be drinking some milk until she's about a year and a half or even closer to 2 years old.
The little giant panda is also about to receive her name. Since November 5th, more than 100,000 people have voted on the National Zoo website to choose a name. There are five possibilities. Bao Bao means precious or treasure. Ling Hua is darling or delicate flower. And Long Xuan means dragon and charming and is a sign of good luck. The other two possibilities are Mulan, after a famed 5th century Chinese warrior, and Zhen Bao, which means treasure or valuable. The voting ended November 22nd. The zoo will hold a special ceremony on December 1st to give the cub her name. On this morning at the zoo, children from a nearby elementary school are crowding the path to the panda area. One of the students, Calvin, explains why he and his friends voted for the name Mulan.
Yeah, I like the name because the brave woman warrior. It's like I really like the name because when out in the wild by itself, it has to be brave.
The cub will remain separated from the public until January. At the age of 4, she will be returned to China to find a mate and start her own family.
Many doors close when an individual is jailed for a crime. It can be difficult for former prisoners to re-enter society. A number of training programs are aimed at reopening doors for these former prisoners. Together We Bake teaches cooking and marketing skills to women who have spent time in prison so they can start new lives. Mario Ritter has more.
Together We Bake is a 10-week program. It teaches women how to bake and sell chocolate chip cookies and granola. Two friends, Tricia Sabatini and Stephanie Wright, created the program. Miss Wright explains how.
I have a background in social work, and she is an amazing baker, so we decided to combine forces, and we discovered that this population of women returning from prison or jail into the community, there aren't a lot of resources for them. So we thought we could combine our passions and develop this job training program.
Stephanie Wright says they launched the program earlier this year.
We had two classes so far that have graduated. This is our third class, and we have 8 women currently in this class, and we have 16 women graduate in our first two teams.
45-year-old Terry Garrett is one of the graduates.
I know that I am able to work with the team and successfully complete a project.
She says the program helped her turn her life around. Next, she hopes to complete her high school studies. She is also working for Together We Bake to help other women follow the path she took.
I see it empowering them because they're focusing on something that they can achieve. Start with something small and work your way up to something big. In 5 years, you should be there.
That makes sense to Regina Bird, who joined Together We Bake just a few weeks ago. The 50-year-old hopes to open her own restaurant someday. She says she could not have even dreamed of such a thing when she got out of jail last year.
It was very hard for me to get a job because I had a felony, had a very low self-esteem, had depression.
The program includes classes in which the women talk about their experiences and learn communication and job skills. 36-year-old Jamie Whitehead spent 3 years in jail. She found those meetings were very helpful.
I learned how to open up a little bit more because I'm not alone. There's others out there. You know, I made a mistake and I've moved past it and I'm just trying to better myself.
Together We Bake co-founder Tricia Sabatini says gaining new skills helps each woman feel better about herself.
Just really to reinforce that everyone deserves a second chance, and you never know by looking at someone what they're going through and the power that they have to change themselves.
The program also includes sales. The women sell their baked goods at local farmers markets every weekend.
My family loves the granola. It's so fresh, and we eat it every day with our breakfast.
Karen Moran often buys products from the women.
We are very community-minded, and we're so proud of the work that Together We Bake is doing in the community to help women get a second chance. And so we're mostly here to support Together We Bake, and that's why we come and buy our granola here.
That kind of support helps the former prisoners know that their work is worth it. They learn that they have what it takes to succeed.
In the United States, the day after Thanksgiving is traditionally the start of the shopping period for the holidays in December. On Black Friday, as the day is known, stores open earlier and offer cuts in prices. Catherine Cole tells us how the organizers of the Record Store Day are joining in this year. Shoppers will be able to buy some very special music without leaving home.
Passengers are reminded to keep personal items of luggage with them at all times. Any unattended luggage in the terminal building will be removed by the security services and may be destroyed.
Outside the taxi window, on the way to catch my flight, I notice snowflakes playing in the ever-failing light. When he dropped me at departure, it was really coming down, deep and crisp and even. It settled on the ground. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport.
of grounding, and the fog is rolling in. It looks like Christmas at the airport this year. Doors are locked and bolted. Let the festivities begin.
Nick Lowe's future holiday classic, Christmas at the Airport, can be found on his new release, Quality Street. It is available on CD and for digital download, but for Record Store Day's Black Friday event, it is being made available as a vinyl LP picture disc. Picture discs are records with images printed into the vinyl. Lady Gaga has a picture disc out for the season. It contains remixes of her song, Applause.
I stand here waiting for you to sing the song. To clash the critics, they need, is it right or is it wrong? If only fame had an IV, baby, could I bear being away from you? I probably would hit it here.
A group of independent record stores organize Record Store Day, and it is held each April. The yearly event has added to the surprising popularity of a return to vinyl records. Sales of music CDs have been falling for years, but sales of old-time vinyl records have been growing. Among the Record Store Day specials for Black Friday are live recordings by the Dave Matthews Band and the Rolling Stones, and there are rare works from the former British band The Clash. Vanguard Records has two specials. It is releasing tribute albums for famed guitarist John Fahey and for the former poet, songwriter, illustrator, and author Shel Silverstein. The tribute to Shel Silverstein includes tracks by Kris Kristofferson, John Prine, and the group My Morning Jacket. It performs Silverstein's 26-second song.
All the DJs keep complaining, tunes run much too long. So I've gone and wrote myself this 26-second song.
A complete list of all Black Friday specials is available on the Record Day Store website.
Program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Catherine Cole, Faisa El-Masri, and David Byrd contributed. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.